Kim Sorrell is a writer, speaker, entrepreneur, activist, mother, and grandmother. Her new book is called Love Is and explores what happens when you try and live out 1 Corinthians chapter 13, literally. Kim Sorrell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Shirley. It is great to be with you.
Kim, I wanted to touch base on your first book that's called Cry Until You Laugh. Can you tell us a little bit about that and its journey?
Sure. Yeah. So I was diagnosed with breast cancer, went to the bookstore, and everything was either depressing or medical. And I wanted to know what it was going to feel like if I had choices to make, you know, what is it like to go through breast cancer?
Yeah.
And so I started writing really as a way to update family and friends. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But my writing's turned into way more than that. And before I knew it, 5,000 people were reading what I was writing.
Oh.
And yes, and then 4 months into my cancer journey, my husband was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and died 6 weeks later, right? So I was writing during all of that time. I wrote for about a year, and then it became a book. And the title, Cry Until You Laugh, I just think that's what you have to do. It's okay to cry, but it's also all right to laugh again.
Yeah, it's like you give yourself permission. You have to laugh. It's part of the journey. So what inspired your trip to Haiti?
Well, when I was done with all of my treatments and things that I had to go through, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I had some businesses. I stepped down from my nonprofit position at the time. And so I didn't know what I was going to do. But my dad and I had started a nonprofit 10 years before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, I'll become the part-time bookkeeper of the nonprofit. And so January 1st of that year, I started as part-time bookkeeper. And 12 days later, there was an earthquake in Haiti that killed 200,000 people. So
wow.
Within 2 weeks, I was in Haiti. My job went to 24/7 and full out. And then for the next several years, I was in Haiti at least part of every month.
So how did that morph? How did your trip morph into this second book called Love Is?
Losing my husband made me question love, the real meaning of love that seems to be kind of a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, John says that God is love, not that God loves.
Yes.
But that God is love. So it's apparently something you can be, mm-hmm. right? And so, but what does that mean? What does that even mean? And I thought, well, if God is love, and you live love, that would be as close to living like Jesus as we could ever get. So I decided I was going to take 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, and take one word a month and figure out the true meaning of love. What is love that is patient? What is love that is kind? And I'll tell you, the things that I found out are things that I have never been taught before at home, in church, anywhere. Like, I know that I had incredible revelations about love that are life-changing, world-changing, person-rocking, like, just mm-hmm. incredible discoveries that I am excited to share in my book, Love Is.
It's amazing how you are changed, not just sitting with the word, but like you did, you sit with the word. Love is patient. What does that mean? And you sit in that and you stew in that and you marinate in that, and it becomes something that's alive, something that changes you. It changes who you are inside.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can't help but get changed. I did learn quickly that there's 14 words and phrases in that chapter that say that love is and love is not. And so it took me a little longer than a year mm-hmm. to get it done, but I got it done.
Yeah.
And each one of those was way different than what I thought. I start each chapter with what I think it is. We know what patience is. We know what kind is, right?
Yeah.
And then I tell the story of what happens, mostly in Haiti, that brings me to the realization of what it is. And it was a crazy time. I was chased by a motorcycle gang. I got lost on a mile-high mountain with a med student. I slept outside on the ground with tarantulas and snakes and chupacabras or whatever's lurking in the bushes in Haiti. So, yeah, so I tell those stories, you know, where God brought me to the point where I went, ah, that's the meaning, that's it.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you so much. Her new book is called Love Is, a year-long experiment in living out 1 Corinthians 13. Love Is. Kim Sorrell, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Shirley. I so appreciate it.